Okay, so let's review a little bit. We're on Beis Amud Beis, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, another big preshir, but I guess we have resistance to doing this Gemara. So we have on Beis Amud Beis. So, So what are we up to here? So the Gemara is trying to understand why the Mishnah broke up. Why the Mishnah broke up Dine Mamonis and Gezeilus v'Chavolos, right? Dine Mamonis v'Shlosha, Gezeilus v'Chavolos v'Shlosha. So the Gemara's answer is what? That it's excluding Hodos v'Havos, right? It really means Dine Mamonis, which are Gezeilus v'Chavolos. Those need three, to the exclusion of Hodos v'Havos. So that was one. That was the first answer, right? So the Gemara wants to know, what are they excluding Hodos v'Havos from? You get stuck. If you're going to tell me Lamai, right? Of a Hodos v'Havos lo. Ulamai. But what are they being excluded from? Ilema d'lobo inon shlosha. Which sounds like the natural thing, because they're saying Dine Mamonis is b'shlosha, and these are not. But if you're going to tell me it means that you don't need three Dayanim for Dine, for Hodos v'Havos, v'Homer Rabbi Avohu, Shnayim Shadanu, Dine Mamonis, L'divrei HaKol, ain't Dine Yem Din? All right. But Rabbi Avohu said, everybody agrees that by Dine Mamonis, if two people judge, it's no good. Okay? It's no good.
What does he mean by Dine Mamonis here?
He means Hodos v'Havos. Okay? Yeah. And so it can't mean that they don't need three. So what's left? That you don't need mumchen. The only problem is that's also going to be impossible. Because if you hold Erev Parshios, Kosov Khan, then you should need mumchen. And if you don't hold Erev Parshios, Kosov Khan, then you shouldn't need three. Okay, so what's the issue of Erev Parshios? What's the issue? What's this whole problem of Erev Parshios? Right? So we discussed it a little bit. That the parsha that we derive three mumchen from is the parsha of Shomer Chinam. Right? Contained in that parsha is one pasuk that seems a little bit out of place. Okay? What's the pasuk? Yeah, but what's the part that's out of place? Ki hu zeh. Right? Asher Yomar, ki hu zeh. So there's a question. What is the pasuk of Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh? Is it referring to Hodos v'Havos, or do you interpret it in the context of Shomer Chinam as well? Apparently, it's a big question. This whole issue we're not going to go into exactly all the lumdus of whether it's Erev Parshios or not, but we'll take that as a given that some learn the parsha itself contains elements of Hodos v'Havos as well, right? Hodos v'Havos are included into the parsha of Shomer Chinam, and some hold Shomer Chinam is pure, and Hodos v'Havos makes no appearance. Okay, and what's the difference between the two positions halachically speaking? If you hold Erev Parshios Kosov Khan, then that means the Torah is telling you all of the requirements of Shomer Chinam, all the requirements of judging. Shomer Chinam, which is what? Which is Gezel, Rashi explained. And Gezel is the same as Chovel. So then all the requirements of Gezela and Gezelos and Chavolos are applied to Halvos as well. And that would mean that by Halvos, you'd need three Mumchen. Because those are the requirements expressed by Gezelos and Chavolos. And if you're going to tell me there's no ear of Parshios Kosov Khan, so then it means the only time the Torah required Shalosha Mumchin is Gezeilus v'Chavolos. But it never required it by Hodos v'Havos. So then even one Hedyota would seem to be enough. So how can you tell me three Hedyotos? That's neither here nor there. If you say three, it already means Erev Parshios. So then it should be three Mumchin. And if you're going to tell me they could be Hedyotos, then you don't have Erev Parshios and there should only be one. So it's not a la carte. You can't select different things. They're not separable. One and hedgehog goes together, and three and mumchen goes together. Okay? So that's the Gemara's question. How could you come out and say three hedyotos? If you hold Irv Parshios, then you need Mumchen. And if you don't hold from Irv Parshios, then you should need, then you shouldn't need three. Good? Okay. So the Gemara says like this: Liolam kosova irav parshios kosov kan, ubedinhu deliboy nami mumchin. So really, it's irav parshios, and therefore you should really need midoraisa three mumchin. V'had lo ba'inon mumchin mishum de Rabbi Chanina, the Omer Rabbi Chanina davar Torah echad dine mamnus vechad dine nefashos bedrish v'chakira, shenema mishpat echad yelachem. Umatam amru dine mominus loba in and you should like here could they shall tindle del spifne loven. So what does that mean? That really, what does it mean, mishum de Rabbi Chanina? What does it mean, mishum de Rabbi Chanina? Right, it means just like what Rabbi Chanina said about, Rabbi Chanina said, was talking about what? Drisha v'chakira. Okay? That's a thorough investigation of the Edom. Okay. What is
But he has a deraisa proof for it though.
Right, drish v'chakira is the basic certain so you have to do is Rashi Tzarach Livdok es Eidim Beza Yom Beza Shah Hilvo. So it's not enough Eidim come and say he lent him money. You investigate them further, right? What day, what time. So those things are necessary midoraisa. How do you know those things are necessary midoraisa? Because the pasuk says mishpat echad yelochem. Right, someone explain to me a little bit what's going on here? The basic facts. Mishpat echad and drish v'chakira. Where does the Torah say drish v'chakira? It says it by dine nefashos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where it's written. But since it says elsewhere, Mishpat Echad Yelachem, that means what? That means that there's one rule for judgment. Okay, so we learn Drisha V'Chakira by Mamanus from a combination of two things. We learn it from the fact that it's by Nefashos and the idea of Mishpat Echad. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Chanina says. Rabbi Chanina says, really, midoraisa, even dine mamonis requires drisha v'chakira. Why? Because the Torah says mishpat echad. Why does he have to use mishpat echad? Because it only says drisha v'chakira expressly by nefashos. So mishpat echad means what? All the laws of mishpat should be the same. Obviously, we can't go too far with that. But what? So why don't we need drisha v'chakira? It's a takana midrabanan. Shelotinol delas, sheyimnu milahalvos. People will stop lending. Shema yichpor. Maybe the guy will deny that he owes the money. Va'edem yitu, and they'll make a slight mistake on what hour it was in the day, whatever it was. One guy will say it was 3 o'clock, and one guy will say it was 1 o'clock. Whatever it is. Velote dusan mechuvanas. So that if their edus doesn't match up, if one of the edim says one thing and the other thing during Drisha Chakira, so we throw out all the edim.
The opposite,
and then the guy will lose money, right? So that's what Rabbi Chanina said. He said, you see that there's an idea in Beis Din, like we were mentioning last week, that Beis Din exists midoraisa to facilitate commerce in society, to make sure that there are decisions, there's recourse to right your wrongs. That's the ikar of Beis Din. So the Rabbanon have a right to step in and make takanos to even reduce some of the requirements of Beis Din itself in order to facilitate this objective. So he says, just like we see expressly that Rabbi Chanina says the Rachachamim did away with Drisha v'Chakira by Dine Mamonis to facilitate lending, right? Rashi says, Hachanami shema lo yimatzei mumchin lachufu ladin. So to here, that's the answer to our problem. So to here, they loosen the requirements of mumchin. They said you don't need mumchin because of the problem of shema tinoldels. Okay. It doesn't finish that sentence in the Gemara, right? The Gemara just says Mishum Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina is talking about Jewish Hakira, but it means just like Rabbi Chanina says it's true over there. We could say over here too that they did a similar thing, not by Jewish Hakira, but by Mumchen. Okay, yeah, by Mumchen. Let's just get all the pshat straight, okay? So now the Gemara says like this. Ela me'ata. Is he that? No, okay. Ela me'ata ta'u lo yishlamu. So what does that mean? Kol shekeinata noel delos b'fnei lovin. Yeah, how do you read that? It's a little tricky. Ela me'ata ta'u lo yishlamu. Rash says, ta'u had yotas b'dine mamanas lo yishlamu. Now that you're telling me that we put in hedyotos to facilitate loans, so if they make a mistake on their din,
then that's also
they shouldn't pay. They shouldn't pay. Why? Dikevan debirshus rabbanon konachti havaluhu kimumchen v'chol hamumchel based in imtoa potter milashalim kidlekaman ve'achadin imamnis hasheino mumcha chayev. So wait a second, it's a little bit complicated now. And now that you're telling me, Rashi's learning it like this. Moses learns it like you're trying to learn it. But Rashi learns it like this, that now that we're saying these Rabban, that the Rabbanan gave express Rishus, they gave their blessing to Hedyotos to do din, then the Hedyotos should be considered like experts. There's no difference anymore. And since there's a din that an expert doesn't have to pay, so too a hedyot shouldn't have to pay. But we know a hedyot does have to pay. In other words, he's arguing on his. He's saying, I have a question on your idea that hedyotos are functioning with the reshus of because of the takanos midrabanan that hedyotos should do din. Because the fact of the matter is, a mumche who makes a mistake doesn't pay. And hedyotos who make mistakes do pay. But now that you're telling me the hedyotos are instituted by the Rabbanan themselves, then they should be treated like mumchen too. So what's the assumption over here? What's the assumption that what determines whether you pay or not? What determines whether you pay for your mistake or not? I mean, what does Rashi say? Birshus rabbanan konachti. Right? If you're operating with the rishus of the rabbanan, then you shouldn't be responsible for your mistakes. That's an interesting sugya. We'll get to it eventually, hopefully. Who's responsible for their mistakes? It means if you come to my beis din of hedyotos, and we paskin that you don't get paid back, and then another beis din, then the chacham, and then a rav will come and say, "You fools! Don't you know the open halacha? Don't you know this halacha that you guys made a mistake? He really should get his money." So then, you could force us to pay up. And this guy's gone. You never see him again. You can force us to pay up for our mistake. Basically, it means to say that the beis din itself could be responsible for the mistake that they make. Halachically speaking, it means like this. Rashi's saying that there's a din of a mumchila beis din doesn't have to pay. Right? A mumchila basin doesn't have to pay. And if the Rabbanan were misakein that a hedyot can judge, then he would have the status of a mumchila basin. And he should not have to pay. So what does that mean? What's the logic of that? But otherwise, he would have to pay. If he wasn't instituted as a basin. And three people got together and they voluntarily, and one guy and the Bali didn't voluntarily went to them. Then if he made a mistake, he would have to pay. So what's the difference? In other words, the idea is that if I go to a beis din, right? If you go to the beis din, then the decision of the beis din is what I'm accepting upon myself, right? And if a guy is a mumcha le beis din, then there's no, you can't say that I could have gotten a better decision out of the beis din, because that's what a mumcha le beis din means. It means he represents the highest level of what a beis din is. Sometimes things happen. I mean, I can't ask for, did I get what I went for? Yeah, I went for beis din. So, okay, the guy made a mistake, he's a human, it's possible to make a mistake. But beis din is what I went for, and beis din is what I got. Okay, if you take hegiotos, you say they're just acting. They're just trying to replicate a good dayan. So if they made a bad decision, then they failed. You understand? So I can make, if I have a distinction between mumcha and hegiot, it makes sense to say the mumcha doesn't pay and the hegiot does pay. Because the mumcha, I'm accepting him because he is considered based in itself. You can't ask for, we're not a results-driven system. That's not a way of chachma, is to demand perfection and results. Chachma is to look at, did you get what you were asking for? Okay, so you went to Beis Din, and he is Beis Din, because he's the mumcha, he's the expert. You're not going to get did you get an expert opinion? Yeah, you did. Happens to be an expert once in a thousand times makes a mistake too, but you can't say it's like a mekachtos over here. You can't say I went for beis din and I got something else, right? So that's the mumcha l'rabim doesn't have to pay, because his mistake is true, was a mistake, but that does represent the ultimate decision of a beis din, and you can't ask for more than the ultimate decision of a beis din. The decision the highest level of decision of a beis din. But if a guy is just three hegiotos and they say, yeah, we'll take on your case for you, don't worry about it. And so now they don't intrinsically represent beis din. So if they make a mistake, we could say, well, you guys were really, in over your head over here. But if the Rabbanan say that the hegiotos are instituted too, then they also have the shame of beis din. Sort of like redefining down what a beis din represents. So once again, it should come out that is what a beis din is. You understand? If you, before the takana, all you'll have is an objective definition, you know what I mean, then of what a beis din is. Only the mumcha l'rabim could represent fully what a beis din is. A hegiot is just a wannabe, right? So when he fails, you'll say, yeah, you know, okay, playtime is over, now give me my money. But if the Rabbanan say, this is beis din, hedjot is, then he's kim mumcha l'rabim. Means to say, then he is a kim mumcha. Why? Because that the patur of a mumcha means because you went to the institution of beis din and it functioned the way beis din functions. And okay, sometimes you don't get the proper result, but it's, you have no recourse because everything was done properly. You understand? So therefore, if the Rabbanan are instituting that the hedjot is a beis din too, then you should have no recourse. You understand? It's not when Rashi says that it's havaluhu kim mumchen, that the hedyotas become like mumchen, it doesn't mean they become smarter, but it means the heter of the mumcha not to pay should now apply to them as well. Because the idea of the heter of the mumcha has to do with the fact that you went to the entity of beis din and you got the entity of beis din. Okay? So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says no. Kol shekinat the noel del spifnei lovin. Fascinating Gemara. If you're going to say that the Gemara says you're right, logically speaking, you're right. In terms of logic, once the Rabbanan institute hegiotos, that should be synonymous with the shame beis din. But if you do that, then people won't come to beis. Then people also won't lend. The Savri Dilmato Beidino Patrile Umafsidna. If they know that the Rabbanan instituted hegiotos to judge cases, and they gave those hegiotos a pass on any mistake, then that's also not going to be effective to encourage people to lend. You say, look, I don't want to lend money. Why? Because I'm afraid to. I'm not going to find a beis din mumcha. Oh, I got good news for you. You can go to any three jerks you want. Oh, great, and if they mess up because they're stupid, do I have any recourse against them? No. So it doesn't really help to make available many, many batei dinim that you're going to get railroaded by. and not have any recourse. So the Gemara is saying, the logic of what you're saying is true, but you forget that the whole thing was designed in order to reach a result of Shalotin Ol Delos Bifnei Lovin. So therefore, they had to institute them as Dayanim and revoke their privilege of not having to pay. So they had to make... What's interesting, though, is that the Gemara is saying that once you make an exception, like for admitting Hegiotos, everything else should follow in the course, in the natural course of the way things work. So it's true we accepted Hegiotos in, but that just means we sort of lowered what the definition of Beis Din is. But all the other rules of Beis Din Shetah should apply. The Gemara is saying, you're right, that naturally would work, but they had to adjust it over here. All right, let's just go through quickly the next answer. And then we'll think about it a little bit. Next answer is like this. Okay, so the Gemara has a couple of problems. This was your question, you see. The Gemara says, Tarti Katani. Right. Maybe the next one was your question. It could have said, what? Motzi lemeimar dine mominus, dainu hodos valvos, bishlosh koldu, ugzelos vachavos, begimel mumchen. Right? So now you're telling me it's really two separate dinim. Right? That gezelos vachavos and hodos valvos are both really with three. But one is with three mumchen and one is with three hegiotos. Right? If you're going to tell me hodos valvos also need three, right? So then why did we have to say the Mishnah was a mahin? If you're going to tell me hodos valvos don't need three, so then it makes a lot of sense. They can't be in the Mishnah at all. But now you're telling me hodos valvos also need three. So why do mahin? Just say it's saying two different things.
I don't know what mahin is.
Mahin means what? Dine mamonos bishlosha. A mahin dine mamonos gezelos v'chavos.
Oh,
right?
Like, not a
kavachomer
exactly.
No, Mayan means it's a pirish on what it said before. Dine mamonos bishlosha, and then the Mishnah says, gezelos v'chavos bishlosha. So our first answer was, it means mahein. The Mishnah is only talking about gezelos v'chavos. It sort of is introducing the topic saying dine mamonos, and it's excluding everything else from it except for gezelos v'chavos. Then the Gemara said, well, what's it excluding hodos v'chavos from? And then we wound up saying, well, they both need three. So now that you're telling me that gezelos v'chavos and hodos v'chavos also all need three, the only difference is mumchen. So then, tarti ketani, motzi lemeimar dine mominus, dehainu hodos v'chavos b'shlosha koldu. Why don't you just read the Mishnah like this? Dine mominus b'shlosha. What does dine mominus refer to? No, what does dine mominus refer to? Hodos v'chavos.
Oh, yeah.
Hodos v'chavos. Three hegiotos. Gezelos v'chavos, three mumchen.
But then why do they exclude it then?
Oh, that's what he's saying. He's saying you don't need to do the exclusion anymore. Now that we're saying that they both need three, you don't need to read it as a mahein. Mahein, apparently Aaron is not as common as we thought. The mahein is apparently not as common as we thought. Gemara doesn't like a mahein. So he says, look, don't read it as a mahein. Read it like this. Dine mominus means hodos v'chavos. That's three. Three who's? Three hegiotos. Gezeiros v'chavos is three mumchen. Now it's saying we don't need Rebbe. We don't need that first answer. We don't need Rebbe Avoh's answer. Right? That's what Rashi says. Lama leila Rebbe Avoh l'ukuma l'maslisin b'mahein. What's the point? If you'll tell me hodos v'avos are with one dayan, then you have no choice. You have to say dine mamonos b'shlosha can't be hodos v'avos because there's only one dayan. So you have to say dine mamonos b'shlosha, and what are they? Gezeiros v'chavos. But now that we're saying dine mamonos, that hodos v'avos are also b'shlosha, so why you say dine mamonos, which means hodos v'avos is b'shlosha, and gezeiros v'chavos is also b'shlosha? It's not wrong. They're both right. Right? Different shlosha. The ode, and this was Yissi's question, shlosha shlosha lomali. If you're going to tell me it's really a mahain, right? So why does it have to say dine mamonos b'shlosha? gezelas v'chavalas b'shlosha. You should say dine mamonus gezelas v'chavalas b'shlosha.
Yeah, why did it separate them?
Why did it separate them with a shlosha? Am I right? Lamali lemisni trei zimni shlosha. Hachi bai lemisni dine mamonus shehen gezelas v'chavalas b'shlosha. So the Gemara has two. Yeah, the Gemara has two textual questions on the Gemara's Mahin. One is based on the fact that we got to saying they both need three. The other one they really could have asked immediately, right? So what's the Gemara's answer? Ella Omar Rava Tarti Kitani. It's really two separate things. Rashi Devada Gimel Be'inan Deir of Parshios Kosu Ksiv Kan. So the Gemara agrees, that's the way you should read it. You don't need the Mahin anymore. Dine Mamanis, Hodos Vavos are three Hejotos. Chavos, Gezelos Vavos is three Mumchen. Okay, all of this is not really, Svar wise, it doesn't change anything. Okay? That's it. That's how the Gemara concludes. The Gemara concludes that three, once again, Hodos Vavos need three Mumchen Midoraisa, but they got reduced to three Hejotos because of Shlotinol Delas. And Gezeilos Vavos remain three Mumchen Midoraisa. And the Mishnah said, when the Mishnah means Dine Mamas B'Shlosha, it's referring to Shlosha Hejotos, Hodos Vavos. And when it says Gezeilos Vavos, it's referring to Mumchen, right? The question is, yeah, they get rid of Rabbi Yehovah. Oh. They reject Rabbi Yo. You don't forget the Mahin. It's not a Mahin. As the question is raised, how can the Rabbanan make something less strict than the Raisa? So what do you say over here? There's a trick that there's a method that the Rabbanan employ a lot of times in cases like this. What's that method? But over here especially is a problem, right? Because let's think it through. Let's say midoraisa, I need three mumchen, right? So I come to the Beis Din, so you guys come to me and two other hejotos, and I paskin that Yitzio Sammy $100, right? Now, if midoraisa, I have no right to do that, then it's really, I don't know, gezel, geneva, right? It's not his, right? It's not really his money. And let's say he would take that money and marry a woman with it. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen now, right? All kinds of havoc will be set loose. So how can the Rabbanan say midoraisa? What you guys did was nothing, and you just handed him. You just gave Sammy Yitzi's money, with no rights. For no right. How could they say that you could do that? So what's the rule? Hefker based in Hefker. You ever hear that?
No, what is that?
That's there's an idea that based in has a that the Rabbanon, when they set things up initially, have a right in Mominus to make something Hefker. It's a strange principle, and I'm not going to try to explain it now. But it means to say they can decide in areas of mammon, they can be mafkir somebody's mammon. Give you an example. The classic case where this comes up is by kedushin cases, right? There are certain things in the beginning of ksubas. Who was doing ksubas with me last year? Anyone here? In the beginning of ksubas, that the Gemara says certain things, the Rabbanan can nullify the Kedushin. Because they say, Hefker based in Hefker. They say the money that you gave, they were mafker it, and it wasn't really yours. So it's serious. They mean it seriously. So based in Can, the Sanhedrin, when they, the Chachamim, when they instituted these laws, they had the authority in Mominus to apportion monetary rights. That's part of the Rabbanan's authority, to apportion monetary rights. Anything that has to do with Mominus, they have the authority to decide to apportion those monetary rights. So by setting up this based in there, that's what they saw in the Rashba, says they're employing the idea of hefker based hefker. He mentions that openly. Okay. But anyway, I just want to run through the other side of the other way of thinking, okay? We'll just do it quickly. The other way of thinking is like this. Mishum de Rabbi Chia bar Acha Breid Rav Ika Omar. Okay. So in the name of Rabbi Chanina bar Acha Breid Rav Ika, it was said, Midoraisa chad nami kosher. Shenemar batzedek tishbot amisecha. Okay. Batzedek tishbot amisecha. So Rashi jumps right in. It means what? He says, what does it mean, midoraisa chad nami kosher? Behodo avalva. Right? In monetary matters. In loans. Dichsiv tishbot. How do you know it's one? Because it says, Bitzedek tishbot, ata tishbot, one person, right? Lashon yochad, the ain irif parshios kan. He doesn't hold from irif parshios, okay? Umas nisin vaday tarti kitani kida omron. It definitely means two different things. It means three hedjotos by dine mamonis and three mumchen by dine gezel sochavos. But the whole idea of three at all is midrabanan. Because really midraisa, one judge, one hedja would have been enough. Okay. Ela mishum yoshve koronos otu. How's it go? Oh, ela mishum yoshve koronos. Atu betlasa milo havi yoshvei kronos. Atu betlasa, how's it go? Yoshvei kronos. Right. So, in other words, yoshvei kronos means people who are not educated. Okay? So it says, if you are allowed to have one hedjot, it could be yoshvei kronos. It could be a guy who doesn't know anything. Okay? So the Gemara says, okay, three could also be yoshvei kronos. Just because you say three doesn't mean you're getting a higher caliber person. Right? So they said no. Efshar de leis puchad de gomer. Once you get three yoshvei kronos, chances are you got one guy who knows something. Ela me'ata ta'u lo yishlamu. Somebody goes through again. If they make a mistake, they shouldn't have to pay. Right? Kol shekein de nafishi yoshvei kronos. No, but that's not going to encourage anybody to educate themselves a little bit more. Okay, but anyway, we'll take that up another. But anyway, what comes out from this? So the Gemara says, so it basically comes out that the machlokas, everybody's saying the Mishnah is three hedjotos. Good? But the question is the daraisa. According to the first way we were learning, the Mishnah really mid daraisa, you need three mumchen. And we reduced it shlotin odels. According to the Rabbana, according to the second way of looking at it, mid daraisa, you only need one hedjot. But we increased it to three in order to give people more security that they're getting a decision, a better decision. Okay? So the Gemara says, my ika bein rava la ravacha braid ravika. Ika bein nayu damar shmuel shnayim shadanu dineyem din. Elisha nikru based in chatzuf. So the Gemara says, so what's the nafka mina? Since the Mishnah says you need three hedjotos anyway, and they both agree that's what we'll wind up with, what's the nafka mina between the two shitas? The nafkamina would be if two people did do din. Okay? Shmuel says it's a good din, but you call it a basedin chutzuf, an arrogant basedin, a brazen basedin. Le Rava leisle de Shmuel. So since Rava holds midoraisa, you need three mumchen. And midrabanan, they just knocked it down to three hedjotos, two who judge would be nothing. Right? Le Ravacha breid Ravika isle le de Shmuel. Even though, since midoraisa one is good, even though midrabanan they said you should have three, but two would still be good b'di'evit. All right, this is where we're gonna have to spend a little time, okay? Okay, so let's think about. Let me tell you what to think about first.